Lois, you are 29, right? And you are a student. Well, I work as an archaeologist, but yeah, I'm also a student, I guess. Right. What kind of archaeology do you do? I do a lot of work in the rainforest in the on-trail Amazon. But right now you are doing a degree, aren't you? Yes, I'm doing a doctorate in archaeology. Actually, I'm writing a thesis on my work in the Amazon. And when do you finish? I've got just one more year to go, I hope. And will you stop then? Stop studying? Yeah. Well, I think an archaeologist is always studying. So no, I will never stop. It's a way of life for me. Pierre, you didn't like school much. Why was that? Well, I didn't like a lot of subjects at school, like maths and science. I just wasn't very good at them, and I hated doing exams and tests and so CN. But you were interested in art. Yes, I've always enjoyed art. So you left school when you were... I left school when I was 18. I passed my exam just and then I got a job. Then, about 20 years later, I decided I wanted to do a degree in art. So I applied to some colleges and I got into the School of Art and Design in Limoges. Oh, and how is it? It's a great experience, completely different from school. How exactly? Well, I'm studying some things I really wanted to study, you know, right? And I'm a lot older and more confident, so it's easier to ask questions and talk to the teachers, things like that. Margaret, you are a student at the University of the Third Age. Yes, we call it the U3A. U3A, and what is that exactly? Well, the third age means it's for people over 50. Anyone over 50 can join. We have meeting and talks in members' home. And we don't do exams or get degrees. So you see, it's not a typical university. And why did you join? Well, I retired 3 years ago. I had a lot of free time and nothing to do. It wasn't a very happy time, to be honest. Then I read something about the U3A and went to a talk and it was great.